Cody's standard is sitting in a conference room at the courthouse downtown, two blocks away from the library, the Civic Center, and heroin.
I'm right in it, right here in downtown Birmingham. I can go get some dope two blocks away right now.
And it would be cheap. A bag of dope costs $15 to $20.
I could be back here in 10 minutes, I'd be high. I already have it shot, and I don't have a needle around me or nothing. I'll be back, and we could be doing interviews as if nothing happened.
Standard's only 28, but he's been addicted to drugs for half his life. He started injecting opiates when he was 21. He's lost most of his teeth and been homeless for over a year, sleeping in Southside and shooting up. Today, though, he's trying. He prepared for this interview. He has a green spiral notebook where he's jotted down interview points. He shaved his long hair and has on a clean green polo shirt. As he walks through the courtroom, Judge Stephen Wallace is happy to see him and reminds him of his next drug test.
How you doing?
Good. I think the 27th, I think you said, when I was in jail.
We'll just come back the 27th of this month.
It was a Friday.
Okay, it's a Friday. Okay.
All right.
Judge Wallace has taken a special interest in Standard. He's seen him circle through the courts for years. But Wallace still has hope for him. Wallace says he's seen the number of heroin cases surge in the past few years, and he often finds himself in a bind. Sending an addict to prison is expensive, and it doesn't cure their addiction.
They will walk out of the prison doors with a bus pass and $20, and there's no one there to monitor them or help them or assist them with services when they walk out the door.
That's just what Standard did. He was in prison for 6 months. And the moment he arrived at the bus station downtown, a friend picked him up and handed him a beer, a blunt, and Suboxone, an often abused prescription opiate. Instead of prison, Judge Wallace urges drug tests, community service, and treatment. But sometimes it doesn't work.
A young lady that was addicted to heroin, she came in on a Monday. We drug tested her. She passed away that afternoon from a heroin overdose. It's something I think about daily because I really feel like we had done everything we could. And for heroin, it still wasn't enough to save her. And I don't know that you can say that about any other drug.
Foster Cook says there are so many of these stories. He's the director of substance abuse programs at UAB.
We just continue to see the price of heroin going down. It's tough. It's tough. Heroin's cheaper than treatment. For one thing.
He also runs a program called Treatment Alternatives for Safer Communities, better known as TASC. TASC works inside the justice system, helping the courts and jails figure out how to deal with addicts and helping addicts find ways to get clean. Judge Wallace used to be able to release addicts from jail to one of Foster Cook's TASC case managers. They'd monitor and get them into treatment before they went to trial. But that program was cut in 2011, before this rise in heroin. Cook says now, without that program, it's harder for TASC to get to addicts before they overdose.
When those people do get out without any supervision, they fail to come to court at a much higher level. Warrants get issued against them, they get new offenses, and they don't get into substance abuse treatment or services.
Currently, heroin addicts like Cody Standard often sit in jail. While it protects them from overdose, Cook says, at $50 a day, it's expensive, and addicts are receiving no treatment. Everyone is trying. Standard, Cook, and Wallace. But with limited resources, their options are few. Standard has no insurance to go to rehab, and no money to get treatment, which could cost $300 to $400 a month. So for now, he lives in a halfway house.
It's rough. It is. I'm working, though. I haven't given up yet. The judge hadn't given up on me. There's only two options, though, and that's recovery or death. And I came close in January. I have no doubt that if I go back out there, I'll end up dead.
For Standard, this is the very beginning of kicking addiction. But Cook is worried about Alabama. He thinks it's far from the end of its heroin problem. For WBHM, I'm Ashley Cleek.